98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Almost three dozen people attended, and over half as many spoke, at the Winnebago County Judiciary and Public Safety Committee Monday night. At issue is the so-called 287G agreement that the sheriff has with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. All speakers stated that they wanted that agreement terminated. Becky Stubbs was one of the first to speak.
This program doesn't make us safer. It erodes trust, diverts resources, and ties Winnebago County to federal practices that undermine constitutional protections.
Oshkosh resident TJ Hobbs.
When I signed up to serve this country, I took an oath to defend our Constitution against domestic enemies like ICE. This administration will not last forever, and our country's collaboration with ICE will not age well. Please withdraw from the 287G agreement immediately.
Winnebago County Sheriff John Matz explained that the 287G agreement authorizes deputies to serve ICE detainers while individuals are in custody at the jail.
Only the individuals who come to our jail on a criminal charge are the ones that we're reporting to ICE. We don't conduct a traffic stop and ask what country they or if they are here legally. We don't go out and look for individuals at any places of business. That's not happening. There is no intent for that to happen.
Matz did not say that the individuals had been convicted of a crime, only that they were being held on charges. To see the full report of Winnebago County's 287G activities in 2025, see our story at WISS.fm. Gas prices continue to drop across Wisconsin. According to GasBuddy, the state average is down 5.2 cents from last week, averaging $2.49 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, while oil prices jumped to their highest level in months amid geopolitical tensions, a weakening U.S. dollar, and supply concerns, the national average price of gasoline saw little change compared to a week ago. DeHaan added, we're likely to see more increases than decreases in the coming weeks. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gas in Appleton and Green Bay Monday was $2.52 a gallon, and in Oshkosh, $2.44. A Wisconsin congressman is proposing a package of election bills that would change how votes are cast and counted nationwide. Congressman Brian Stiles' plan would require absentee ballots to arrive by Election Day, photo IDs to vote, and proof of citizenship for registration. It would also ban ranked choice voting and ballot harvesting. Stiles says the goal is to boost confidence in elections and make them, quote, easy to vote but hard to cheat, end quote. Democrats have not yet responded to the proposal. This last weekend, for the third time in January, protesters filled the streets of downtown Green Bay. More than 100 people gathered on the steps of the Brown County Courthouse on Saturday for the Humanity March. Many carried signs opposing ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, as they marched down a one-mile stretch through the downtown area under the watchful eye of Green Bay police. Just an hour before that protest, a group of cyclists took off from the other side of downtown across the river for a bike ride in honor of Green Bay native Alex Preddy. Preddy was shot and killed by ICE agents at a protest in Minneapolis last month. ICE Out and other protests have taken place regularly in Oshkosh and Appleton and throughout the Fox Valley. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the state's second case of measles this year. A UW-Madison student who lives off campus is receiving care. This case is unrelated to one earlier in the year in Waukesha County. However, in both cases, they were exposed during international travel. Measles is highly contagious. Symptoms appear 1.5 to 3 weeks after exposure. The DHS says more measles cases are occurring due to reduced vaccination rates. An 8-point buck found out that soccer is not his game Sunday in Neenah. Police were dispatched to a residence on East Forest Avenue on Doty Island Sunday to a deer tangled in the netting of a soccer goal on the property. The Neenah PD said in a social media post that officers were able to keep the deer from fighting while the netting was cut and he was set free. They said the buck appeared to be tired but uninjured. It could be an early spring for Northeast Wisconsin. Well, that's according to Bay Beach Bernard. The Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary groundhog made his appearance Monday at the Fox 11 weather deck to make his Groundhog Day prediction. He did not see his shadow. That's good news for those of us who are tired of the frigid temps this year. However, his cousin, Punxsutawney Phil, did see his shadow, indicating 6 more weeks of winter. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you noticed a jump in price at your local gas station this week, you're not alone. Melissa Kay reports.
Average gas prices rose 4.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $2.54 on Monday. This is 10.2 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and more than 37 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say seasonal trends will now begin as the West Coast starts to transition to summer gasoline. Those pressures are expected to gradually push eastward in the weeks ahead, potentially driving the national average back above the $3 per gallon mark. Gas Buddy officials say average prices could linger at that level for at least part of the spring. I'm Melissa Kay.
Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. That's according to the American Lung Association. Its data says tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites every year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on 5 categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. Now, the state did receive a B grade in a final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is co-sponsoring legislation to redirect billions of dollars earmarked for immigration and customs enforcement in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to local law enforcement agencies. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly with the story.
According to a press release, the Public Safety Act would redirect nearly $75 billion in funding to help hire and train around 200,000 local police officers around the country. The legislation was originally proposed by Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto from New Mexico. Of that nearly $75 billion, $45 billion would be reallocated to the Byrne-JAG program to fund support training, crime victim assistance programs, and crime prevention. Nearly $30 billion would be reallocated to the COPS hiring program. In the press release, Senator Baldwin says it's clear that President Donald Trump's ICE is out of control and the influx of masked, armed, and untrained agents is making communities less safe. She says ICE doesn't need a blank check and the funding should be used to double down on investing in local police to ensure safety. I'm James Kelly.
A new survey shows Wisconsin employers don't think students are prepared for the workforce. The survey from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce finds that over half of responding employers say Wisconsin's K-12 education system does not adequately prepare students for the workforce. Survey data shows 64% of employers indicated their employees struggle with reading, math, or both. 30% of respondents say they have to resort to remedial education or tutoring for employees. According to the survey, only 10% of Wisconsin employers rate the quality of their local school district as excellent. The city of Green Bay is facing backlash after it cited a nonprofit for housing the homeless. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has that story.
Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary got a citation for offering shelter to the homeless during the recent dangerously cold weather. In a Facebook post offering additional context and clarification, city leaders say it's important to emphasize the city's actions are not intended to discourage compassion or community-based efforts to help people in crisis. The city says it received formal complaints about activities at the property, and city inspectors are required to apply zoning, building and fire safety, and public health regulations. Comments responding to the city's post questioned the safety of unhoused people sleeping outside in the extreme cold. The city said they'll be reaching out to Safe Haven to work together for a long-term solution. I'm Connie Fellman.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options. Isabella Nieto has more.
Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. I'm Isabella Nieto.
According to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts 2021 Assessment Report, the past decade has been the wettest on record. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in Illinois tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Champaign to take on the Fighting Illini at Assembly Hall, now called State Farm Center. The Badgers coming off that loss at Indiana on Saturday. Illinois has dropped from 5th to 8th ranked in the nation after losing to Michigan State. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Orlando, 118-99 to the Magic. Those two teams face off again 6 p.m. tomorrow night in Florida. Baseball, Brewers manager Matt Arnold met with reporters about acquiring two left-handed pitchers, but trading away third baseman Caleb Durbin to the Boston Red Sox in the deal.
You know, we really like the defense on our infield, but you also start looking at the future here with guys like Jesus Madé and, you know, Cooper Pratt and Luke Adams, and we feel like we have the ingredients now to weather the loss of somebody like Caleb Durbin, who obviously meant a lot to our franchise, but we feel really good about the infield depth.
That's the Brewers general manager, Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 35 this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to near 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.